Chapter 1. The Greek World. On his black war horse Bucephalus, Alexander, king of Macedonia, rode at the head of his army. Unlike most of his soldiers, he had no beard. His skin was fair, and his light-coloured wavy hair grew long and low on his neck. He was in India, and proud of the past few years. Finally, he had proved that he was the greatest general in history, and he now ruled the greatest empire that the world had ever seen. His soldiers had joined him from many parts of the world. There were Thracians, Macedonians, and Greeks from southeastern Europe, Scythians, Bactrians, and Sogdians from Central Asia, and Indians riding their enormous armoured war elephants. It seemed that no one could stop the march of this extraordinary